Today's newsline is school scandals. Yes, people have been known to sleep their way to the top. Statistics say that 1 in 4 employees have either participated in the past in workplace romance or are currently ongoing in such affairs. And this is no surprise, since most people do meet their spouse at work. So what problems do these office romances cause? Employers are concerned about retaliation or sexual harassment claims when these affairs go south and turn sour. And these types of claims have risen since 2005. This correlates with the recent EEOC report that documented these claims. So, wait, this just in. A record-breaking sex life of a local coach rumored to be involved in wife-swapping parties. Now sources say he is dating a divorced teacher, his co-worker at work. Sources say he's also dating a cute high school student. Sources say he was run off from his prior district for similar conduct. What do you do? Here we have an employee with set standards of conduct, and these are bumping up against the teacher's freedom of association. Now, while these standards of conduct are located in the Texas Administrative Code, these types of situations call for an independent investigator in order to track down these rumors, see if they're true or not, and see if fact findings can be made to support some actual personnel action.